There's a little four-letter word that hasn't been mentioned at all throughout this weekend, and that is love.
Ah. Thank you.
Now, if I can just turn that into a question rather than a statement, in the position of witness, where is love?
Thank you. Love, together with a three-letter word, God, maybe those two are the most misused words of the language. Now, I may have mentioned the word God once or twice here. In some gatherings, that word also is never mentioned. I believe I said you are God in disguise. So I usually avoid both love and God because they are naturally present when you are present. Because your presence is the presence of God in this world. The light of consciousness is the light of the One. And love is what naturally arises out of the space of presence when the other is no longer seen as other. When the separation that comes from being identified with thought, that sense of separation between me and the other, being trapped in a form and identifying with a form, then you cannot recognize the other as ultimately one with yourself. And when you cannot recognize the other as deeply, deep down, one with yourself, you cannot sense the oneness. All you see is the otherness. That's the egoic state. All you see in other humans is their otherness. And that's not a pleasant reality. That's why Jean-Paul Sartre said, hell is other people. It's the ego speaking. So when you are identified with form, you see only another form. There is no realization of connectedness or that you are the realization that you are an expression of the same one life, the same one consciousness in another temporary form. You don't know it. All you can see is the other. And so the more deeply you are identified with form, the more suffering there is. And if there is such a thing as evil, as an abstract thing, we could say it is complete identification with form. And that is no more than the complete absence of the realization, even an inkling of oneness. Now, there are many humans who are identified with form, but not totally. So there is an inkling, there is some sensing of oneness, so they can sometimes selflessly help someone or feel the other person's suffering, have empathy with another human being. So love is, of course, the realization that there is no other. Love arises out of the recognition of one. Really, love is the realization one. We are one, ultimately. And you cannot do that when you meet another human being through thought. Because thought separates, divides, classifies. So our entire gathering is about the arising of a state of consciousness, the only state of consciousness in which love becomes possible as a natural and an integral part of that state of consciousness. Love comes out of the spaciousness when you realize you're not the form, but the formless one life. And everything else also is not the form. It's only a temporary appearance. It's the formless one life. Wow, it's me. You're looking at yourself. That's love. Meeting the other as yourself. And so the only reason why we haven't used the word is that it's been overused. And it's there naturally. It is possible that the Buddha never used any single positive term, like stating something like peace or love or even enlightenment. We don't know. He may not even have used that. Nobody knows exactly which sutras actually reflect his words. But probably he only pointed to the end of suffering. Maybe he said emptiness. He didn't need to say more. What is emptiness? Why is it that the Buddha is always looks so peaceful?